I was sculpturing dinosaurs, and I started out as a taxidermist, and then through taxidermy, I got into sculpturing. And my wife and I, we noticed that every museum that we go to around the country, God wasn't even mentioned. He wasn't even an option. And we just really got tired of that. We got fed up with it. And Kay and I, we just thought that it's high time as we as Christians stand toe-to-toe against the devil and take back the glory of creation that he stole from Jesus Christ our Creator and give it back to our Lord, the one who deserves it in the first place. So we wanted to see our dinosaurs using that capacity. So it happens to be that Ken was starting Answers in Genesis, and he's going to do a seminar in my neck of the woods in central Ohio. And so I read a lot of the books, and I thought, you know, I'd just like to go and see Ken, and maybe if I get a chance, tell him about my dinosaurs. And so I did, and during the book break, I worked my way up through the audience and introduced myself to Ken, told him that I was Buddy Davis, and I said, I sculpture life-size dinosaurs. I said, Ken, after the seminar's over, would you like to come to my house and see the dinosaurs? Really didn't think you'd do it. And how well I know that at a seminar, when you're done, you want to go home or you want to go to your room. You're tired. But to my surprise, Ken says, yeah, mate. He says, they talk funny. They say mate and things like that. And so I didn't quite understand, yeah, mate. And I'm, what in the world is this guy talking about?
Yeah, we talk funny.
So anyway, he said, yeah. He says, do you care if I bring along Mark Loy and Mike Zovath and Gary Parker and his wife Mary, so you can imagine the surprise on my wife's face when I said, honey, guess who I'm bringing home for dinner? So I took Ken to my place, and we were, I think we fed him some Sloppy Joe sandwiches and gave him a Coca-Cola or something. I built my dinosaurs up in a barn, a big old red barn. And so we worked our way up. You know, my barn's an interesting place for a drifter on some cold winter's evening when he walks into it. It's easy to... He's on it. So anyway, I took Ken up to my barn, and he sees dinosaurs, and his eyes kind of opens up, and he says, wow, you know, I see the potential on how these dinosaurs can be used as a hook to help draw people into the museum. Once we get people into the museum, then we can tell them the rest of the gospel. And so he's really excited about seeing the models. And anyway, we went back down to the cabin. I live in an old cabin, about 150, 180-year-old log cabin on about 65 acres in central Ohio. And we were down in my cabin and drinking some coffee. And then Ken spies my guitar in the corner. And he says, Buddy says, play me a song. And I about died. Really, I didn't want to. I used to live in Nashville, Tennessee as a songwriter and stuff, but I thought God didn't want me to do that anymore. It didn't work out for me down there. I hung my guitar on the wall, just kind of gathering dust, you know, and I hadn't picked it up for weeks, maybe months, and I didn't want to play him a song, but this is a dream of mine that I'd always wanted to sing, and it was a dream that took 32 years for it to happen from the time that I started praying for this, and I actually just about give it up, just a glimmer of hope. You know, but basically I knew that it was not going to happen. It's hard to get anything to happen when in music. It's tough. And so he wanted me to play him a song. I didn't want to, but so I wasn't pressing any buttons. And so I said, well, Ken, I said, let me sing you a song that I wrote since we're talking about the museum and it's still just in a dream stage. A song I wrote some time ago called He Makes Dreams Out of Nothing. So I played that song for Ken. And he says, wow, he says, I like that song. He says, Buddy, I tell you what. He says, when the museum opens up, he says, I want you to sing that song. I've passed out by then because I wasn't used to, not too many people really like my music, you know. And to hear something like that was quite a surprise. And God was working. It amazes me. This is a dream that took over 32 years to happen. God sculptured me, got me to understanding creation and the importance of this issue. And it took 32 years, started me out as a taxidermist so I could learn how to sculpture. Then I started sculpturing. And then it turned into a ministry because I was going around speaking on creation to different churches. Wasn't singing, just singing or speaking. And then God brings this guy all the way from Australia, all the way to America, then all the way to Ohio, then all the way to my hometown, then all the way into my living room that night. And it's working a miracle, and I didn't even know it. Now I'm singing all over the world. And I go places like England, and boys and girls know my songs. And Australia, children know my songs. And here in America. And, and God's turned it into a neat ministry. You can't tell me that God didn't do that. That there's a Holy Spirit that does that. And it excites me to be a part of the ministry of Answers in Genesis.